magic in me. Every time I talk, soundtrack, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I got the magic in me. When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me. Now everybody wants a blast of magic, 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 oh.
The Magic Hour on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. The Camshaft here with
Dougie Fresh.
There you are.
Always.
Always with Dougie
always
Fresh.
Here. Unless I'm out of town for some reason, and then I would not be here. But normally I'm here, and I am here. So.
Welcome to an hour of happiness, ladies and gentlemen. An hour where you can kind of take a break from life.
Yeah, man. Kick back. A place in an hour where everyone knows your name.
So we have to start the show off by congratulating the Laguna Beach High School Breakers.
I just want to stop for a second. Congratulating is what you said. So, and yeah, congratulations to them. I challenged them to beat their spread from the last week's game.
Yeah.
Which, what was the score again for that?
Last week was 47-16, somewhere around
something
there.
Like that. But so it was like about a 30 point.
Yeah, it was about a 30 point
difference. And what did they, how did they do this week?
Drum roll, please.
The band's out tonight. The band's out tonight. I don't know.
They beat their opponents 32-7.
Oh, so it wasn't. You lied to me. Right?
I know.
You gave me
false information. Here's the thing, man. I checked in the score last Friday.
Okay.
I was checking it until pretty much like third quarter, fourth quarter.
Okay.
And they got a score at the last minute.
Okay, regardless, they still demolished the opponent. Congrats to them.
Their record is now 2-0.
2-0.
And they play tomorrow night, 7:00, and they're over at St. Margaret's if you want to catch that out. Check that out, rather.
Make it 3-0. That's all I got to say.
That's what I'm saying, man. We talked about this before on the show. I'm doing a fantasy football league. I wish the Breakers could be my team.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish that they could be my team.
Maybe,
if only,
maybe in the future, man.
Once
they go pro.
Doug, did you hear about the OC Register? They came out with the Best of Orange County 2013. Did you hear about that?
Vaguely. Give me some details.
The reason I bring it up is because Laguna made the issue.
There we go.
Again this year.
Would it be Laguna if they weren't in the OC Register?
Seriously.
For a positive thing?
And here's the thing. They won a bunch of them on here, so bear with me. Best Beach, number one and number two for Main Beach and Crystal Cove State Park here in Laguna.
Nice.
They also got Best OC Resort, the Montage. We've done things there, haven't we? KX935? I feel like we have.
I was going to say yes.
The Best Arts District in Orange County, Laguna Beach, of course. Best Hiking Trail at the Laguna Coast Wilderness Park, the best place to buy original art. And that is not including the Pageant of the Masters. You can't buy those.
No, yeah. That'd be great. That would be borderline. That would be like slavery if you could, right?
Yeah, no, pretty much.
Buy the actors.
And then here, those are all the people's choice. So it's you. You're the ones choosing this Orange County.
All of Orange County. That's a big place.
That's not a lie. The OC Register themselves, they picked Takeout Cafe as the best, or the Zinc Cafe is the best takeout in Orange County, and that's here in Laguna.
Nice.
And then we get to some other ones. These are topic for discussion.
Jokes.
BJ's Restaurant and Brew House is the best brewery.
Okay, that's not a legitimate choice.
Subway is the best sandwich spot.
All right, Subway.
Now, I just want to point out, we're not knocking on these places.
No, yeah, that's fine. But
they're not the most original.
The best place in Laguna? Come on, there's got to be some more original sandwich places.
Ready for the best coffee house? I'll give you one guess.
No.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, Starbucks.
What?
Starbucks, the best coffee house.
I know for a fact that's not true.
And then the best Mexican restaurant, Avila's Ranchero, which is just a couple blocks down.
It's Taco Bell.
It's Taco Bell. Isn't that crazy, though?
That's weird that those are on there.
That's just absurd to me.
That's unfortunate.
But congratulations to Laguna Beach. We are in the heart of it right here. The best of Orange County. And I'm going to throw KX93.5 in there. There wasn't a best radio station category.
But if there was, they probably didn't make it because it was an obvious, choice.
Yeah, they're not even any other contenders, so it's not a category.
Laguna's one and only FM, KX93.5.
That's us right here, the Magic Hour, KX93.5. Let's do some celebrity birthdays, Doug. All right, here we go. Celebrity birthdays, Doug. Got a couple celebs celebrating this week. We have Meat Loaf.
Wow, there we go.
Not the food, the person.
The person, yeah.
Meatloaf. We have Gwyneth Paltrow. Lil nice. Wayne. Not nice. To be confused with Little Wayne. We have Bruce Springsteen. What's his nickname, nice. Bruce Springsteen?
I'm not a big Springsteen.
We'll come back to that. Keep crunching on it. And the main reason I say that is because I can't remember it either.
It's like
the Big Easy.
The Kid or something. I forget.
Oh, it is something.
Don't
like
embarrass
that.
Us on air.
Will come Smith.
On. Really?
Mark Hamill.
There we go.
Olivia Newton-John.
I had a lot of them this week.
Hilary Duff.
Okay.
Bam Margera.
All right.
So here's what we're going to do, Doug.
Kind of a soft
I want you to end. Pick one of those, and you have the list in front of you, and do an impression of one of these.
Okay.
Or should I pick for you?
I got one.
Okay.
Okay, this is, if you're a big Will Smith fan, you're going to know what this is. In all the songs, he always goes, So this is him. This is Will Smith right here in the song.
Okay.
That's Will Smith. There
that's
we go.
Fair, I guess. All right, ready?
Yeah.
This is Mark Hamill. No! Yeah, that's not true!
That's impossible.
That's impossible!
That is Luke Skywalker.
He played Luke on, what was it? The Star Wars. That was the thing.
He also does the Joker in the Batman animated series.
Oh, that's right! Do you think he's going to play Luke on the new one?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
The original cast is supposed to come back. I mean, really old. They're not supposed
no
to be
offense,
the main.
But
they're
he is aged.
They're not the main character.
Here's 25-year-old Luke Skywalker.
Okay. Not listening to me. That's fine.
I was just playing into a scenario there.
That's all right.
Celebrity birthday is on the Magic Hour. KX 93.5. Doug, we have a new segment we're introducing tonight. We kind of teased it last week. Do you want to tell us what it is?
We did a rudimentary version of it last week. We have a new idol here on the Magic Hour.
We do.
From the land down under.
Yeah.
By the name of Karl Stefanovic. He is one of the hosts of the Today Show in Australia. And we're head over heels for him.
Yeah.
He's just our new idol. Anyhow, he's a hilarious dude. That's why. Everything he says is hilarious. But he also does like legitimate stuff too. But he what we aspire to do on the radio, he does every morning between the time of 5:30 and 9 in Australia.
Yeah, seriously.
Anyhow, so this is our good on you, Karl, giving you a clip of how awesome he is.
Looks like Seal's got his nails around your neck. And in the end, Bulls had to be scratched.
Get in my belly!
Is that Carl over there? What's he doing?
That is very cool.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Is that the
what?
Is that for real?
I think so, yeah. Finding Dory said
you don't know for certain, though, do
Pixar
you?
Pixar have announced it.
It wasn't an April Fool's gag, was it?
No, it wasn't an April Fool's. It was April the 2nd they did it over there. It's Finding Dory.
You're not sure, though, are you?
Pixar have announced it on their site.
It's official.
You're dating your story.
It's official. Finding Dory will hit cinemas in 2015. You might be in it.
You're a bit shaky.
I'm a bit shaky. Well, it's early, you know.
I love those films.
All right, next up. Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
That was visual.
That was the first Pixar movie to win an Academy Award for animated feature. What's the matter with you? You're right? Jesus. Oh, you're eating. Great. Hope it's all happening in your place, too. Robert Redford, we love him. He's back in front of and
Are
behind
sure?
the camera on Positive, directing a thriller about a bloke whose identity is uncovered by a journo played by Shia LaBeouf.
That is him reacting to his fellow reporter.
Well, he was like tricking him. He was taking the reporter, making him doubt everything he just did a story on.
I love it. You know the O.J. Simpson's in a Nevada prison.
Yeah.
He has been for a little while, right?
Stealing memorabilia.
Yeah, for stealing memorabilia, of all
Not
things.
Not for killing someone.
Yeah. Well, a little, very quickly, I'm going to tell you about this little mishap he had in prison. He was in the dining hall, and the guards thought something looked a little suspicious. So they went up to him, and they said, hey, O.J., did you steal cookies from the cookie jar? Yeah. And he was like, what? They go, did you steal cookies from the cookie jar? And this is what happened. And I quote, OJ just stood there with a goofy grin on his face as a guard started digging inside his shirt and throwing cookies on the floor.
Wow, so he
It's like
he
a little kid, man.
That's sad.
Come on.
Wow, man.
Anyway.
OJ Simpson never fails to entertain. That's for sure.
I am ready for Holly. Go ahead, what? Hollywood 3?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do Hollywood 3.
Hollywood 3, this is where we discuss three news topics about Hollywood or the entertainment or pop culture. Me and Cameron last weekend saw the movie Prisoners.
Yeah.
Starring Jake Gyllenhaal. This is what's happening in my mind right now. My mind is like Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks is not in that movie. I don't know why my mind is doing that. Hugh Jackman.
Terrence Howard.
Paul Dano. Anyhow, great movie. We have a little clip to play.
Detective Loki, I'm going to find your daughters.
Dad, there's this RV and they were playing on it.
That RV was reported matching the description.
Show me your hands!
Well, this thing's clean.
Don't talk. Arrest him.
He said he took them.
Make it stop. The girls are still out there somewhere.
Every day, she's wondering why I'm not there. Me, not you, but me.
Gotta say, you have to go see this movie. This is a great movie. I was not expecting to see such a great movie going into it. That movie, that trailer sounds intense, and the movie is like just as intense.
Emotionally. The thing is, this is a 2.5 hour movie.
Yeah.
And at first going in, I was like, this is kind of long.
Yeah.
Usually I like around hour 45, 2 hours.
Yeah.
But the entire time, you are in it, man. Yeah. You are glued to the screen.
There's a point where I'm just like, oh, it must be ending. And like, where else can I go? And then suddenly everything gets reversed. And
absolutely.
You're like, what's going on?
I just remember thinking there too, it just seemed like such a true to life situation. This is something that can happen and does happen.
It definitely hits you. Like, you at times obviously feel super uncomfortable, but it's like stuff that really does happen. So it's like, I'm glad that a story like this is being told. So.
Absolutely. Highly recommend it. What's coming out this weekend? This is our second thing in Hollywood. Three.
Second thing
what is coming out?
A lot of movies coming out this weekend. We got Runner with Ben Affleck, Justin Timberlake.
That's the one where he's like,
What
am I about to do?
No, he's, oh yeah, yeah.
When he laughs at it?
And also Ben Affleck, he's like, yeah, he just goes on a tirade. He's like, it looks really intense in the movie.
Yeah.
We also got Don John, Joseph Gordon-Levitt wrote it, directed, stars
Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, that should be pretty good too.
It did really well at festivals, which is why we're going to be able to see it.
Heard positive things, and finally, Rush by Ron Howard about the Formula One racing. All these, Runner is at the bottom of the three, but
what's at the top?
It's got to be Rush.
Yeah,
I thought it came out last weekend.
Yeah,
disappointed. But then we saw Prisoners, and that was great.
I was happy with it, man. I'm glad we went and saw it. Third thing on Hollywood 3 today. I saw there's a new show. It's very very hyped about.
A lot of billboards. In the area.
And a ton of press about it before it came out. The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel's The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC.
It's like tied to the Avengers, yeah.
Yeah, this is a television spinoff of the Avengers. S.H.I.E.L.D., the agency in these movies. And the main character is Agent Coulson, who you think dies in the Avengers.
Wait, does this take place after the Avengers?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Do they explain how he didn't die?
No, here's what they go. Here's what they do. That's classified. And then two other agents are like, oh yeah, well, that's the story he thinks. So it's like, you don't know why he's alive. It's like, okay.
That's horrible. They just totally just like forgot about, they were just like, whatever.
And then it's supposed to be humorous, I guess, but the humor is terrible. And the bad guys turn good. So you don't know, like, there's no bad guys.
Huh.
There's no bad guys at the end. So who are you cheering for? Who are you not cheering for? And then they mention the Avengers. They mention Thor. They mention the Hulk. They mention Iron Man. Doubt we're ever going to see him. It's really weird.
Huh.
It's really, really weird.
I was never planning to see it anyway, but do you think you're going to continue watching?
No.
Yikes. That bad, huh?
It's bad, man.
All right.
A lot of people tuned in, and we'll see if people can keep watching it.
Yeah, we'll see what the second return is.
It's the biggest pilot of the fall. I know
really?
That. Yeah.
Wait, has it premiered yet?
What?
It's premiered already?
Yeah, it premiered. Okay. 10, 11 million viewers somewhere in there, which is big, but I don't know if it'll stay at that. Anyways, that was Hollywood 3, the Magic Hour, here again on KX93.5. Let's hop into some Would You Rather.
Would you rather.
Would you rather.
Would you rather.
Would I rather what?
Would you rather.
Would you rather.
Would you rather.
The name explains it all. Would you rather do this or do that?
That's
often hosted by
game.
Yours truly, Dougie Fresh.
That's right. I come up with all these, I like to say. A few of them maybe I steal, but majority I come
largely
up with.
Largely it's you, man.
So if it falls flat, it's all my fault. All right, ready. Would you rather snort a crushed up Altoid, right? Those things are spicy enough on the tongue, let alone in your nose. Or take a shot of Tabasco sauce. That's a tough
shot of Tabasco sauce. Really? Well, No. I have to reverse it. Altoid. I gotta go Altoid.
I'm gonna have to go with tobacco. Tabasco.
Wow, man.
The wild card out of left field. No, Tabasco. I just don't want. I don't want any sort of bad sensation in my nose.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right. Would you rather fist fight Mike Tyson or attempt to hand feed a wild tiger?
Yeah. Attempt to hand feed a wild tiger.
Really?
I feel like if I don't give it eye contact and I'm really sweet to it, it won't pounce.
It won't hurt when it kills
Mike
you.
Tyson, not the tiger.
Okay. The third option, hand feed Mike Tyson.
With a tiger
in the background.
How about you? You have to answer this.
I'd have to fight Mike Tyson. I don't want to get mauled by a tiger.
That's a valid concern. Normally I would say, that's stupid. It's valid.
Yeah. Like, I don't think he'd kill me, but he might just bite my ear off. But that's the worst.
Classic.
All right. Would you rather always wear clothes you love, but others absolutely hate, or wear clothes that you love, that you hate, but everyone else absolutely adores?
Easily. Clothes I hate and everybody else adores.
Yeah. I do that every day.
And I'm sorry about that. I know that means I'm shallow. Yeah. But
I need other people's approval.
It is what it is.
All right.
Why do you think we're on the radio, man?
Yeah. Would you rather get bit by a rattlesnake, right? You probably won't die. Anti-venom is, easy to come across. Or would you rather bite a rattlesnake?
Wow. Is the rattlesnake pinned down?
With your hands.
Can it, is it going to retort?
Depends how you hold it.
I'm going to assume I hold it really well.
Okay.
I would bite it.
Huh.
You?
I would rather get bit, because I feel like if I bit it, I'd get bit anyway. So,
I believe in your ability to hold a snake down, man.
I think you
could do it.
I don't know.
If you knew it wasn't going to bite you after you bit it, if it was just biting it, would you bite it?
Oh, yeah. Then, yeah. I guess probably. Can I cook it first? Or?
No. Raw, man. Thanks for moving around.
Last one. This one's a simple one, but I thought we'd end on a more mellow note. Would you rather have two left hands or two left feet? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Probably two left hands.
Yeah. I feel like having two left feet would severely ruin how you walk.
Yeah.
And I think I could get away with two left hands.
If you don't walk right too, the rest of your body's messed up.
Yeah.
Like, your spine gets out of whack. Yeah. You get those headaches.
And you'll probably end up growing a left hand anyway. So.
Yeah. That can happen, man. Posture up, people.
Posture up, man. You don't want to get two left hands accidentally from bad posture. Seen it. Saw it on 2020.
Oh, that was Would You Rather. Again, the Magic Hour on KX93.5. I'm the Camshaft here with Dougie Frist. We're going to go into some Danger Zone.
Danger Zone!
Danger Zone, of course, is a segment we do each and every week where Doug and I find ourselves or somebody we know in a dangerous circumstance. And this week, it's an unfortunate one.
A very unpleasant one.
Doug and I are hanging out last night, we normally do.
Working on some Magic Hour stuff.
Getting some things together. Prepping to give a salute to our good buddy Carl Stefanovic in Australia, Today Show.
Working out a photo shoot for this weekend.
Yeah, look forward to that.
So we decided to treat ourselves a little bit.
Yeah, Doug, hey, man, you know what we should do? We should go get some Oreos.
Yeah, I haven't had Oreos in who knows how long. You used to eat a lot, but you kicked that habit.
Man, I haven't had them in a while. Let's go get some.
So we're just, get a pack of Oreos. So you get
what? Yeah, let's celebrate twice.
Oh, yeah, double stuff.
Double stuff it.
That's for sure. All right, so we get them. We're still doing some working on some stuff. When we start eating them, right, we're fine. They taste like Oreos.
They're fine, man.
They were double stuff, that's for sure.
Didn't have any milk, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. It's superfluous.
How many did you have, Doug? Speaking of Oreos.
I don't know. 10, maybe? I don't know.
I would just say this, and I'm not proud of it. I had no less than 12.
Okay.
No less than 12.
See, I hesitantly say 10 because I'm not sure, but you're far past that number.
I'm confident that I did no less than 12. And I would like to point out the serving size, I think, is 2 cookies.
Really? Yikes. All right. So, let's not make me feel any more depressed. Anyhow, we treated ourselves. Anyhow, apparently... That's not the treat ourselves came back to the negative. It was the yin and yang, so to speak.
So here's what happened. We both woke up today.
Yeah.
And ran to the bathroom.
That's right.
in dramatic fashion, as and you can experience.
We don't live together or anything, but yeah, we know this happened because I came up to Cameron and I was like, oh my God, what happened this morning? The Oreos. Yeah. He was like, me too, the Oreos.
What went down is Doug and I had a very unpleasant movement of the bowels.
Yeah.
And
never had this happen with the Oreos before.
Let's just say, without getting too graphic, things appeared as they should not appear. And
yeah,
it was dangerous. And we're still feeling it today.
Yeah.
So
repercussions throughout the whole day. Anyhow, this isn't a PSA against Oreos or anything. We just wanted to give our experience, that weird Twilight Zone experience where we went through this danger zone. It was not pleasant. I wish it didn't happen, but it did. And we're talking about it.
And I think that maybe we should just not eat in excess of anything. No. We had 12 pieces of broccoli to save. They probably would have happened. Yeah.
It just, probably just wasn't in our cards, man. I think you're...
So Laguna Beach, be warned.
It happens once in a while. Just watch that. All right, we're going to jump into a segment, which we actually did a long time ago, long time ago.
Yeah.
Before we were on here at KX95. But I decided to take it out of retirement. We're going to maybe do a monthly thing, do it the last Thursday of every month, but I don't know. But this is a segment that we like to call Mono y Mono. All right, mono y mono.
Wow, Doug. That is powerful, man.
It's a big deal. If you didn't know, what happens with mono y mono is we have these tournaments of these usually celebrities or historical figures, put them head to head, and we decide who would win in a battle. But we don't just say the names and decide. I have statistics. This is what I have for each one. Their age, their height, their strength, their weakness, weapon of choice, their backup, and their finishing line. A real quote, or rather a embellishment of a real quote, that they would say to their enemy right before they annihilated them.
The things you would want to know if you went to like a real fight.
Yeah, so we have two brackets here. So a total of four people. The first two will fight each other. The second two will fight each other. And those two we will post on Facebook, and you guys will vote on who would win this ultimate
awesome
battle.
Facebook.com/Magic Hour Radio.
Yeah. All right, so the first one, this is topical, about all summer. It's been a big deal. Anyhow, President Barack Obama versus Edward Snowden.
Wow.
The NSA leaker whistleblower.
All right.
Obama first. His age is 52. His height is 6'2".
All right.
His strength is he can track anyone, anywhere, anytime he wants with the power of the NSA until that gets, destroyed.
Yeah.
His weakness, though, a journalist who, kind of bring him down, contradict what he says.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that, if that'll help in a fight.
Hey,
but
that's a weakness.
It's there. His weapon of choice is wiretaps. I don't know if that will help in a fight, but you could, I don't know. Depending on how physical they are, you could strangle or something. His backup is the U.S. military, and that's a pretty...
You can't beat it.
That's a big one. All right, his finishing line is this. You can't have 100% security and also have 100% privacy and zero inconvenience. But what you can have is 100% my knife in your back.
Whoa!
That's his finishing line.
Wow!
All right, moving on to Edward Snowden. Age 30, height 5'10". His strength is his hide-and-seek abilities. He's been dodging the U.S. government pretty well for the last few months. His weakness is his soulless eyes. Maybe that's
true, man.
You see that photo?
It's true.
There's nothing back there.
He's not there.
Yeah. So maybe that correlates with bad eyesight. His weapon of choice are leaked documents. Maybe he can roll them up into a baton and hit his enemy. I'm not sure. His backup is the Guardian newspaper and other such newspaper moguls. Against the U.S. Army, I'm not sure, but we'll find
out. Hey, man, Rupert Murdoch, powerful guy.
That's for sure. We'll get into it in a sec. His finishing line, however, is this. Quote, there were all sorts of documents that would have made a big impact that I didn't turn over because harming people wasn't my goal. But that was then, this is now, and I'm ready to kick some serious patootie.
What's
up? Patootie. All right, so Obama versus Snowden. Who's going to win in a brawl, mano y mano?
All right, here's my opinion, Doug. Because of his proven track record.
Okay.
Because we know he can do it and get away with it. I have to go with Edward Snowden on this one.
Really?
Because here's the thing, Doug. He's still on the run. Nobody's gotten him. The Russian government has said, hey, come on over. The Cuban government has said, hey, come on over.
I don't know how accurate these quotes are either.
Anyway, but I digress. I'm going to have to go with Edward Snowden because he can get the people on his side. like no other.
But what about the U.S. military against as for backup?
So you're
going to
say Obama?
But what do we?
Talk to me.
Well, he's at the U.S. military. He has the whole. He's the one of the powerful nations.
Okay.
And I mean, he'll probably eventually get. I mean, this isn't a fight. This is not what's happening real now. Head to head, he's taller, he's more experienced.
You know, I didn't think about it like that, Doug. It's a fight, and because of that reason, I'm going to have to concede.
All right, awesome. Obama wins that round. Next round, who we find out who will fight Barack Obama, chosen by the listeners. Right now, it's Miley Cyrus versus Justin Bieber.
All right.
Oh! Yeah.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Miley I'm ready first. For this one.
Age 20, height is 5'5". Her strength is a chameleon-like change in appearance. She'll be a sweet southern girl and something she's completely the opposite of that. Her weakness, however, is restrictive, way too small clothing.
Yeah,
might
true.
Restrict her movements in a fight. Her weapon of choice is a wrecking ball, as we've seen as of late. It can do some damage on some walls, maybe people. Her backup is Robin Thicke, as we saw at the VMAs. Her finishing line is, I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me. You wreck me. So F you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's her finishing line right before she finishes her opponent.
And
okay.
That wrecking ball comes in.
Yeah, it smashes him. All right. Yeah. Justin Bieber, the Biebs, age 19, a year younger than Miley. Height 5'7". That's 2 inches on Miley. His strength is his ability to be a huge douchebag in the kindest of environments.
Yeah.
He could be at an old folks home with the sweetest old ladies, and he would still do something.
He can be in the back of a kitchen, and I'm just spitballing here. Could pee in a bucket. Oh, wait, that happened.
While flipping off President
Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton.
Yeah, all right. His weakness is his constant urge to make an embarrassment of himself, which we've seen numerous times.
Oh, yeah.
His weapon of choice is his funky monkey. Which you told me that. I don't know. He owns a monkey, apparently.
He does.
Okay. Kind of a.
He has a monkey.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
All right. His backup is his army of unwavering preteens.
Okay.
Who are maybe teenage age by now. They might be more powerful than ever. And his finishing line is, you should not be afraid of doing what your mind tells you to do. You should be afraid of me.
Wow.
All right. Miley Cyrus.
Those are strong words.
Justin Bieber. Who's winning a duke out?
All right, here's the thing, Doug. I think that Justin Bieber's words were stronger there. I think his line was stronger. I think I'd be more intimidated by him verbally.
Yes.
But if you're talking physical,
yeah.
You're talking a fight.
Yeah.
Head-to-head, hand-to-hand.
Yes.
I think Miley takes the cake on this one.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
She has a wrecking ball on her side.
Wrecking ball.
And she's not afraid of what other people think of her. So she's going to go all
That's
in.
That's true. Won't hold anything back. I have to agree with you. Miley Cyrus is... Maybe not her true form, her final form, but she's definitely on her way. She's at the next power level, and I think Justin Bieber is still down there at the one he's been at for a few years.
I think so, too.
Miley Cyrus, hands down, with this fight.
Wow.
All right, so looks like the final is Barack Obama versus Miley Cyrus. We're going to post a post on Facebook, and we need you to decide who would win in a brawl.
Again, that's facebook.com/Magic Hour Radio. Man, I'm really glad that we brought that segment back.
Yeah.
I'm really glad because I just really got into it. I don't know if you...
That was good.
It, but I love it.
So we will post the... we'll talk about who wins the final one next week. And then we'll do another Monterey Mono probably 4 weeks from now.
And now is the best part of your Thursday evening. It's Kid Jokes.
All right, here are some kid jokes. If you don't know what kid jokes are, they're actually not jokes for kids, but jokes by kids.
You know, we could just play that song and read the jokes every week. If you do that, can you wake me up in the morning by doing this?
Yeah.
Make me so happy.
Anytime, dude. Anytime. All right. Here they are by actual kids. What do you call a white thing that can fly?
I don't know. What do you call it?
A naked angel.
I like it. The kids approve.
Yeah. All right. What did the cow say to the duck?
Boo.
He said, stop staring at me. And the duck, he said, you're fat. I don't know where kids come up with these things. All right, here's another
joke. The mind of a child.
It's a kid joke, a joke by an actual kid. What do you call a boat that never sinks?
A really good boat.
Shark. I don't know how much that makes sense, but... It's kid humor.
You know what's best about this is whenever kids say these things, they say it so matter-of-factly. They believe this.
Yeah.
It's a shark.
What else would it be? Shark.
Come on.
Wait. Why shouldn't you go to the frizz without permission?
Why?
Because it will come for its revenge. That one's a dark one.
Look out for that frizz,
man.
That's
a dark one. I don't get that one. Oh. All right, check this out. Two pigs are eating food. One pig eats too much and he throws it up. The other one says, don't make any more. We are not going to eat it all. How does the kid come up with that? I don't know. All right.
Oh, sorry, kiddies.
That one's going in the Hall of Fame. I collect the good ones. All right, here we go. What do you call a fish with no legs?
What? A shark.
A fish.
Oh, yeah. That's really clever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's just factual and obvious.
Just matter of fact. All right, last one. What did the snake say to the other snake?
What, Doug?
Smell my bum. I love you. I don't know. Did I say things like that when I was a kid?
That's what I'm wondering. I'm pretty sure you said that to me as an adult.
Yeah. Smell my bum. I love you.
Oh, kid jokes on the magic hour. Thank you, Doug, as always, for those.
No, thank you to the kids.
Let's do some of the Dirtfall Awards.
All right, Dirtfall Awards. It's an award that we give out every week. And if you don't know what Dirtfall means, it's actually a German word. As a verb, it means to fail. But as a noun, it means diarrhea.
Of the Oreo variety?
Perhaps. Now, oddly enough, this German word has ingrained itself into the teenage culture of America to mean stupid or dumb. So now they're using it like, hey, Cameron, you're such a Dirtfaller. Stop acting so dirty, man. All right, so we give this award out every week to someone who did something extremely dirty, worthy of a Dirtfall award. All right, this guy, Zachary Burgess.
That name sounds familiar.
Does it?
A little bit, yeah.
I don't know. He's 20 years old. He goes to Louisiana State University. He is a lacrosse player at Auburn University, but he was at Louisiana State University to see his team play. He decided to act out a Grand Theft Auto scenario, like the video game that just came out a couple weeks ago. So what he does, he's in this parking lot, just chilling. He sees a guy pull up in a truck and get out, leaves the truck running because his lady friend is inside.
Sure.
The truck still, so you know, keep the air.
I do that, we do that all the time.
All the time. All right, so the guy goes to the store. So what does this guy decide to do, Mr. Burgess? He decides to jump in the truck and start driving it.
Wow.
Forcing the lady to stay in the truck with him as he drives down the parking lot.
You gotta be kidding.
Ramming in the parked vehicles until he eventually stopped and got out.
Did he realize the lady was in there?
Oh, yeah. All right, so
what a jerk.
He tried to flee the parking lot. There were several cars that were blocking his way, so he couldn't get out. He abandoned the car, and a few witnesses actually detained him until officers would come.
My gosh.
So they asked him, why did he do this?
And
one of his statements was that he wanted to see what it was to be a Grand Theft Auto individual. What it felt like.
This doesn't help the argument that video games do not cause these things to happen.
It's just the bad cookie.
I can't believe, this is a debate for another day, but I've never played or seen anything like that on TV or done anything where I'm like, hey, I think I might try that sometime.
There's a deep understanding that is not like how the world works.
I feel like they have to have some kind of filter built in, right?
Know. Obviously, this guy was missing his filter. Zachary Burgess, congratulations on your award. Use it wisely. Please, young man, use it wisely.
Goodness.
Don't spend it all in one place.
All right, before we head out, I want to remind everybody one more time about the festival music, Doug. It's just such a cool event, and it's coming up on November 2nd.
About a month out, yeah.
Which is coming up pretty soon.
It'll be here before you know.
Just past our first year anniversary, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And again, that's Saturday, November 2nd.
We're benefiting. Did you plan something special for me for our anniversary?
Yeah, you just wait, my friend. Yeah. You just wait.
Smell my bum, I love you.
It's the first ever KX93.5 Festival of Music. It's benefiting us, KX93.5, the Maliola Foundation, the Tony Hawk Foundation. Do you think he's going to be there?
I don't know, but I hope so.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be so great. Cool.
I'm going just for that.
The Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach. And it's the first festival ever approved at the Festival of Arts Grounds in 10 years. It's the only one that's been approved in 10 years. It's going to be live music, food trucks, drinks, all that you can even imagine would be at a music festival is going to be there. The music lineup, again, is Colin Hay from Men at Work, Matt Costa, Carly Ritter, and Trapdoor Social, which is Trapdoor Social. I don't know if you don't know, Doug, but it's this alt band that's becoming really huge, really fast.
Great.
They're a great band. I'm happy they're going to be there. $35 general admission tickets, $150 VIP or $250 the patron. And by the way, you can buy these online at kx935.com.
The Magic Hour is going to be there. Me and Cameron will both be there. So we would love to see you there, too. And
we're going to be there, man.
If you recognize us, like, say hey or something.
You know what I just realized? It'll be my first music festival.
What do you mean?
I've never been to a music festival before. I've been to a concert, but never a music festival. Yeah.
I guess it's mine, too. I haven't been to Warped or anything like that.
Isn't that crazy?
That is pretty crazy.
I'm excited that the KX935 festival is going to be awesome. All right, everybody. Nice. Magic Hour on KX935. We're here every Thursday at 10. Check out our podcast at kx935.com/podcast or on iTunes. If you search the Magic Hour, we're the only one.
Nice.
So we're in there.
Perfect.
It's the Camshaft here with Dougie Fresh, and we'll see you next week.
Definitely.